Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It is that time. Time to chat with Stu Mac. Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Scott Jago. Well, this week on Chat with Stu Mac, we're getting a little sobering today. This week, I was on a few murder scenes. I mean, they happen a lot around the area, but there were just some ones that were a little more public than normal, and ended up going to them to report on them. And just the sobering thought that I had while I was at the scene of these shootings was that life goes on. You know, after these shootings happen, things just keep moving. I'll give you an example. I was at the QT, West Florissant, Somerset Terrace. This is in Ferguson. A police officer involved shooting. Officer was inside the gas station, two people outside in the gas station. He heard shots. He ran out. He fired. Two people were killed. One ended up dying in the middle of the street.
Oh.
The other one died next to a gas pump. I get there, and there's police tape everywhere, and the road is blocked off. I talk with police. They give us all the information they can. And then life moves on.
Yeah.
Life moves on. They take the police tape down. They take the body away. They get a hose out to wash the blood away that was next to the gas pump. I walk over 5 minutes later, guy's sipping coffee from QT, eating a breakfast sandwich, pumping his gas.
Oh, man.
He's like, hey, I heard what happened here. Oh, there was just two people killed here.
Yeah. No,
minutes ago.
It's the reality of the world, unfortunately. I guess it's people are numb now.
I don't know. It just struck me that I'm standing where two lives ended. Hours ago, remnants of the blood there at the scene. You know, I saw a lid of a McDonald's frappe thing or something, and it had blood on it.
Oh, man.
They're at the scene. And it's just like, that was somebody's human blood that was alive a couple of hours ago and is now dead.
The first thing that I did as a reporter for television was a triple homicide.
Oh, my.
I got called out on assignment to this rural road, and it was kind of the same eerie feeling I had that three people had died right here just not that long ago. Yeah, it stuck with me. I still have a visual of that rural road. As a reporter, you do get numb to it for sure.
You do. I mean, it's your job. You got to get there. You got to tell people what's going on. And then you got to tell people about turkey regulations are changing in Missouri. What?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been at worse murder scenes than this.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, this one just struck me of the brevity of life and how just we're a vapor, man.
Yeah.
Same thing this week with the Pennant Bowl. There was a shooting outside the Pennant Bowl on the Del Mar Loop. A guy died. He shot right there in the chest. I get there to the scene. There's not even broken glass at the scene from a window being shattered, a shell casing, a piece of police tape, nothing to show that there was a death at this spot. Everything returns to normal. People going about their business. The brevity of life, I'm in awe of it.
I actually have been thinking about, along these lines recently, just the devaluation of life by the people that are doing the shootings.
Yes.
And the people who drive in this city like maniacs. They don't care. I watch these people like speed through an intersection, a red light or whatever. I'm like, why would you do that? And I guess they just don't give a crap.
Yeah, they just don't care. I mean,
it doesn't matter what happens to them. And if they shoot somebody, they don't care about the consequences. That's what really bothers me.
Yeah.
It's like, guess what, dude? If you get caught doing what you're doing right now, you're going to prison
forever.
I mean, and they don't care.
They don't. It just
astonishes me.
Yeah.
I met somebody recently from Seattle. They had just moved here 2 months ago, and they nailed St. Louis to a T.
Oh, boy.
Being here for 2 months. And it wasn't all bad. It was like, well, this is a cool town, the parks and the blah, blah, you know, all the good things about St. Louis. But then he said, the drivers here are god awful, and I've been saying this for 5 years since I moved here. I've lived a bunch of places and I've never seen anything like it. And he said, yeah, well, I don't think there's any driver education, A. B, no one has, these people don't have licenses or insurance or plates or anything, because nobody gives a, you know what, to actually enforce anything.
Yeah.
So he said, I have never lived in a city where I was more scared to walk across the street.
Wow.
And that's how I feel. I am terrified to cross the street in this town.
My head's on a swivel everywhere in the city.
Yeah,
at all times. I remember talking to a guy right outside here at Park Pacific Building. There was a motorcycle that that clipped an ambulance that was heading to a scene. Motorcycle clipped it, went flying off the motorcycle and all this stuff. I talked to a guy at the bus stop with his bike. I'm like, do you feel safe going around? He's like, no. No, I don't. I have to do this because this is my stage of life right now. This is what I'm going through. I have to bike where I have to go. And yeah, it's frightening out here. I mean, case in point, guy just got hit by an ambulance. Hit by the ambulance. At least they were quick on the scene. You know, they were right there.
They were right there, yeah. Yeah, well, just the case of Daniel Riley recently, the court case, Janae Edmondson, and her legs lost. And I think, what was his comment? He said something like, well, she didn't die. But she lost her legs and she's 16 years old. And the driver's like, well, she didn't die. In that case, it just gives you the perfect example, the whole thing. Kim Gardner's office at the time did not do anything to stop this guy from being on the street. They could have prevented it. They could have. But they didn't do anything. They just let him back out on the street.
Well, what are we going to talk about next week, Scott J. Gow?
I don't know.
I hope we have something about unicorns or a hot air balloon or maybe, I don't know, is the moon made of cheese? Let's do something else next week, huh?
Well, you're the one that started this.
I know. It's my fault. Sorry.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.